Most parents of children these days will be familiar with the impact that electronics is having on their kids. Those screens, whether it's a TV, a computer, an iPad or a video game, seem to draw their attention. And so it's become an increasing problem that many say has serious consequences. Dr. Victoria Dunkley has written a new book, Rest Your Child's Brain, a 4-week plan to end meltdowns, raise grades and boost social skills by reversing the effects of electronics. Screen time. She will be speaking about her book this evening at 7:30 at the Boulder Bookstore. Good morning. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've actually coined a phrase, electronic screen syndrome. What exactly is that?
So every time a child interacts with a screen device, the brain experiences a state of stress or fight or flight. So all these different physiological mechanisms occur in the brain and in the body, actually. So when this happens repeatedly on a day-to-day basis, eventually it becomes chronic stress and the brain starts to malfunction. So this state of stress can actually mimic all sorts of disorders in terms of mood, attention, behavioral, even sleep disturbances. So it ends up mimicking all these different disorders, or if the child already has a disorder, it makes it worse. But so I coined the phrase because it's a way of defining something that can actually be treated and reversed.
And is it worse in younger children or teenagers? Because I know the brain is so malleable and is so ever-changing at that age.
Right. So in younger children, younger children's brains are the most sensitive, of course, because they're developing the most quickly. But, so they can it can develop rather quickly with very little exposure. But older children, because they've had years of accumulated exposure, they can be sensitive too. And also the age of around puberty, during those years, there's a lot of brain changes going on that actually are similar to when a child is a toddler. There's that many changes. So that's also a very sensitive time, and a time that the brain is sensitive to experiences that kind of mold how the brain develops. So really any age, and even young adults, you can see the same kind of thing. They're very sensitive. Their moods, you know, are volatile. They're angry easily. They're crying easily. Everything is very stressful. So, you know, a lot of parents can relate to this scenario where a child just can't tolerate stress. They can't tolerate being told no. And they get diagnosed with everything from ADHD to bipolar disorder to oppositional defiant, you know.
But you're saying take a look at the amount of screen time, too, because that's either exacerbating an existing problem or even creating the problems.
Exactly, exactly.
And are all screens equal opportunity offenders? Is, you know, a fast-moving video game the same as watching a television?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting because up until this point, we've kind of been focusing on how bad television can be for the brain. But actually, the interactive screen time, like iPad use, smartphones, video games, internet use, even texting and emailing, is actually, because it's interactive, it's more stimulating. And of course, you know, a very fast-paced video game and a violent video game is going to be worst of all. But all of those interactive kinds actually raise the arousal level and can become dysregulating to the brain so that the child can't regulate their mood anymore. So from what I see, when we actually restrict the interactive screen time, it's much more effective than restricting even television.
So have studies been done? Can you see tangible results when you take that screen time away from children? Can you see results, changes in behavior?
Yes, you can. For the program that I do is that we restrict all interactive screen time for at least 3 weeks. And then when that happens, the body clock resets, blood flow shifts happen in the brain so that more blood flow goes to the front part of the brain, stress hormones lower, all sorts of, you know, the brain chemistry kind of evens out again. So I can see a big difference in my own work. But also there's been studies done recently where just even 5 days of having no screens, children were able to recognize emotional cues in face and body language, and they got better at it within 5 days and their behavior was better. So we know there's just now studies coming out actually kind of supporting what I've been observing, you know, what a lot of people can observe. So it's interesting. I mean, the changes can be, you know, pretty dramatic and quick, but they'll be more sustained if you make those restrictions for a few weeks and then And then you have to continue to be strict, but the effects will be longer lasting.
So it is heartening, certainly as a parent, to think, well, you can reverse some of this. But are some of those effects chronic? I mean, are some of them permanently changing the brain?
Yeah, I think it's hard to tell. The studies show that children who are actually addicted or who crave like video games and internet use, they actually there's brain scan studies showing brain damage that's similar to drug and alcohol damage. The amount that they're playing is only like 15 to 20 hours a week, which a lot of kids play that much. So that's sort of disturbing. But I think, the positive side is that, you can see clinically, you can see changes pretty quickly over a matter of weeks, and the brain is still fairly malleable. All through our lives, but especially for a young person. So there's always, it's never too late to start making changes. And I do work with a lot of adults who are totally addicted, and it's a lot of hard work, but we can really see them blossom if we work hard on this issue.
But what are some of the statistics around how much electronic use is happening now with children?
Well, what we're seeing now is like grade school and junior high and high school range. Kids are averaging about between 5 and 8 hours a day or even more. So
that's a full-time job.
I know. So now they're spending more time on screens than any other activity other than sleep. So, more time on screens than school, than play, than any of these things that we know are good for their development. So it's very disturbing. And if you think about the kids now who are young adults who are already having problems, and then we look at the young kids who are getting screens younger and younger and more devices, and they're just around all the time, God only knows what's going to happen to those kids. So we really need to look at this, even toddlers are getting screens now and in school. So we really need to raise awareness about the risks.
And I suppose one of the challenges for parents is that it is so ubiquitous. It's in the schools. It's everywhere.
Right.
And so there is hope, though. You have developed this program, a 4-week plan, and you have written a book about it to reset your child's brain. So in the last few seconds that we have, maybe just some simple steps to maybe encourage parents that all is not lost.
Yeah. So it can be overwhelming when parents think how ubiquitous they are, but you can make a lot of changes just working on your own home, working on who your child plays with and, whether they're playing video games all the time, set up screen-free play dates, and really try to do the program. I really recommend it because it's only, if you, 3 weeks if you look at it that way. And then during that time, once you see the changes that are made, it's a lot easier to be strict going forward.
People can hear Dr. Victoria Dunkley speaking about her book, Reset Your Child's Brain, that 4-week plan to reverse the effects of electronic screen time this evening at the Boulder Bookstore. You'll be there at 7:30. We'll have more information at our website, and we'll link to your website as well. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It is 8:20. You're listening to KGNU.